With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans and Democrats are almost equally trusted by voters, according to one new survey, when it comes to economic issues. But as Bernie Bennett reports, it's a very different story when it comes to immigration.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats more and 11% are undecided. These findings are almost unchanged from April 2023. The survey of 1,065 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 20 through the 22nd, Rasmussen reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says all hopes in Israel for a two-state solution died with a Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th of 2023.
And that mirrors the situation on the Palestinian side. They don't want a two-state solution either, but... You know, apparently there are Europeans and certain people in the Democratic Party are still talking about it.
And Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The director of the National Economic Council says President Trump's only natural to see some negative sentiment on Wall Street, given President Trump's many changes. And he says the markets are notorious for hating any kind of change.
And President Trump is an agent of change who is voted in because Americans decided that the economy that Joe Biden handed us was a sick patient that needed some fixing.
And for that reason, he says, the markets will probably suffer some ups and downs in the meantime. But when the president's policies begin to bear fruit, the markets will recover and there will be also a greater number of high-quality jobs in America. Coal-fired power plants, long a money-losing proposition in the U.S., are now becoming more valuable as there's suddenly a strong demand for electricity, especially from high-tech companies. This is SRN News. Deion Sanders finds himself the target of atheists.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on the back burner. It's all part of President Trump's effort to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and to end the practice of promoting transgenderism. The EEOC received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in 2024. This is SRN News. The Trump administration now rescinding its policies the Biden administration adopted that made it nearly impossible for federal investigators to subpoena journalists and often put their phone and email records beyond reach. We get more details on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said the prior policies were abused, allowing officials to engage with impunity in politically charged leaks to media allies. Bondi wrote in a four-page memo sent to all DOJ staff on Friday, quote, "The Justice Department will not tolerate unauthorized disclosures that undermine President Trump's policies, victimize government agencies, and cause harm to the American people." Bondi's memo retreats from what she calls, quote, "overly broad policies" Attorney General Merrick Garland issued in 2021, following disclosures that prosecutors pursuing leak probes obtained phone records of Washington Post reporters and phone records and email logs for New York Times journalists. Bernie Bennett reporting.
You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com.